crimes conspire with you. For he that steeps his safety in true blood shall find but bloody safety and untrue. This act so evilly born shall cool the hearts of all his people and freeze up their zeal, that none so small advantage shall step forth to check his reign, but they will cherish it. No natural exhalation in the sky, no scope of nature, no distempered day, no common wind, no custom and event, but they will pluck away his natural cause and call them meteors, prodigies, and signs, abortives, presages, tongues of heaven plainly denouncing vengeance upon John. Oh, sir, when he shall hear of your approach, if that Arthur be not gone already, even at that news he dies, and then the hearts of all his people shall revolt from him and kiss the lips of unacquainted change, and pick strong matter of revolt and wrath out of the bloody finger ends of John. Methinks I see this hurly all on foot, and oh, what better matter breeds for you than I have named? The bastard Falconbridge is now in England, ransacking the church, offending charity. If but a dozen French were there in arms, they would be as a call to train 10,000 English to their side, or as a little snow tumbled about anon becomes a mountain. Oh, noble Dolphin, go with me to the king. 'Tis wonderful what may be wrought out of their discontent now that their souls are topful of offense. For England, go, I will wet on the king.